Jeff Buckley, son of the late folk singer Tim Buckley, was a rock singer-songwriter of huge promise. He drowned in 1997, and since then, many posthumous recordings have appeared. The latest is a set of early recordings called Songs to No One, and a 5-CD set titled The Grace EPs. Writer Will Hermes has this review.
When an accomplished musician dies in our mercantile culture, we expect to see the box sets, the lost sessions, the B-side compilations, and the greatest hits. It almost always feels like vulture capitalism, but in practice it does help us to mourn and to celebrate their achievements. Jeff Buckley is a slightly more complex case. He was a flamboyantly talented rock singer who'd only released a single full LP at the time of his death, the flawed but incandescent album Grace. He was just getting started, and his fans, myself included, were left with an unusually deep hunger for more.
I will take to any task, I'll do anything you ask, if you really love me still.
Songs to No One is a set of early recordings Jeff Buckley made with guitarist Gary Lucas, best known for his work with Captain Beefheart. Lucas was an early mentor of Buckley's until the two had a typical rock and roll fallout. These demos and live recordings are pretty rough in terms of both performance and sound quality, but nearly every track has one of those moments I remember from seeing Buckley live, when he pushes his voice way past his ability and turns false notes true by sheer force of will. The Grace EPs is the other new Buckley product, a box of 5 rare CD EPs containing 19 songs, some live, some studio, some released, and some not. Buckley newcomers should start with the full Grace album, but the EP set is worth its price for the cover of Kangaroo, a frightening song of tortured love by Alex Chilton that Buckley contorts into a slow-building 14-minute freakout. The Grace EP box is a nice fetish object, but it definitely milks it. The music could easily fit on 2 CDs instead of 5, and you get the same version of Kangaroo twice. As for Songs to No One, some might wonder if its raw and posthumously overdubbed material should have been released at all. But the overdubs were supervised by the great producer Hal Willner, a personal friend of Jeff Buckley's, and they don't feel out of place. And in a way, if the performances were better, Songs to No One wouldn't be as moving as it is. It's the sound of a young singer reveling in the discovery of an amazing voice, a voice that took him far, but sadly nowhere near as far as it should have.
Will Hermes reviewed 2 releases of Jeff Buckley's music, one with Gary Lucas, called Songs to No One, and the other is the Grace EPs. Hermes is a senior contributing writer for Spin magazine.